Good afternoon to each and every one of you.
下午好, 弟兄姐妹们。
It's great to be with you.
很高兴又一次见到你们。
And I'd like to wish each of you a Happy New Year.
在这里恭喜大家新年, 中国新年快乐。
It was also good for me to receive from some of my friends in China wishes for a Happy New Year.
中国大陆也听到一些我的朋友从那里给我恭贺新年。
And so I want to pass on those greetings also to you.
我也想把这些问候传给你们。
This morning we are going to come to a portion of scripture here in the book of Philippians.
今天早上我们要, 一起来看, 腓立比书。
That is a very rich passage theologically.
这是一个非常充满了很多的神学,
And yet, I don't want us to miss the practical significance of these verses.
但是呢, 我们也不想呢, 错过这里面有很多一些非常实际的一些应用。
And so today, as we look at these verses, and as we, yes, look at the theology,
今天呢, 我们来一起看这个, 圣经节的时候, 我们一起来看这里面的神学思想。
We also want to ask ourselves, what does this mean for us practically in our daily lives?
我们更应该要想的就是, 这些圣经节对我们每天的生命生活有什么意义。
And I want to say thank you to our dear brothers who are trying to work out this PowerPoint for, on my behalf.
我很感谢这些弟兄们很努力地把这个,
I apologize, this was very last minute on my part. So hopefully we'll be able to get this figured out. But you know, one of the problems that plagues the Christian church is that of a lack of harmony.
在教会里面呢, 对教会伤害最大的就是教会缺少和睦。
And to a degree, this is always a problem in a healthy church.
在某种程度上呢, 它也是, 其实对一个健康的教会, 它也同样有这样的问题。
Where people are passionate about their faith in Jesus Christ.
因为每个人呢, 他对主耶稣的这种, 情感, 这种热爱都是非常的强烈。
Where people are serious about following Jesus.
每个人呢都很愿意去跟从主耶稣。
Because we're so passionate and so serious, sometimes we're going to have disagreements.
因为我们这样的去, 非常的投入追求, 有的时候呢, 我们常常陷入到很多的争吵。
Not only that, but we also have an enemy.
而且呢, 我们还有一个共同的敌人。
And Satan not only attacks from without, but he loves to try to get inside and to attack from within our ranks.
撒旦呢, 他不光是在外围来攻击我们, 他常常呢, 也会进到我们里面, 来拆毁我们。
Anyone who's ever served in leadership and ministry knows this to be true.
每一个在神家里服侍过的人可能都会知道这是一个事实。
Satan loves to cause disharmony amongst the leadership of a church.
撒旦呢, 非常的, 善于在这个教会的领导这个里面呢, 造成这些不和。
And think about missionaries.
想想那些传道人。
One of the leading reasons that missionaries come home from the mission field is they can't get along with other missionaries.
有些非常有名的这些传道人呢, 他们 最后不得不回到, 回来, 因为他们不能跟其他的传道人和睦地相处。
And so we see that Satan is often very effective in this strategy.
所以我们看到撒旦呢, 他在这方面是非常擅长的。
And brothers and sisters, the church in Philippi was a good church.
弟兄姐妹们, 腓立比教会呢, 它是非常一个健康的教会。
But they also had this problem of disunity within the church.
但是呢, 他们中间呢, 也有这些不和睦的事情。
And so Paul, as he's writing this letter to them, he says, brothers and sisters, listen.
那么保罗在写这封信的时候, 他就在祈求这些弟兄姐妹们说, 你们要听。
He says, look, if you're encouraged by your life in Christ, If you take any comfort at all in the love of Jesus Christ, if you enjoy the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, if you have at all any affection and any love for one another, he says, then make my joy complete by being of the same mind, by maintaining the same love, by being united in spirit, and intent on one purpose. In other words, he says, let us be unified in our thinking. Let's be one in our hearts.
我们呢,
let's be one in the very depth of our spirit.
我们的灵里面的生命呢,
and let's be one in our purpose about sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ with the world. You see, harmony is something that we have to work at as followers of Jesus Christ. Why? Well, because of the incredible diversity in the church. Different personalities. Different backgrounds. Different expectations. Different styles. And so we have to work together to maintain harmony. Any of us who are married know that. Harmony is not automatic. It takes work. Now, what we're not talking about is uniformity. But we're saying with our diversity and celebrating that diversity, we want to achieve unity, harmony. I remember last year my wife saying, oh, wouldn't it be great to get the entire family together for Christmas? Your dad can come. My parents will be there. And my brother and his family. And your sister and her family. Wouldn't it be great to have the whole family together for Christmas? And I thought, well, no, not really. Because the more people, different people we get together, the greater the possibility is going to be for disharmony. Because we're all so very different, aren't we? Well, the Lord has created this diversity, but He calls upon us to live together now in harmony. So how do we keep the peace?
我们怎样有这样的和平呢?
How is harmony achieved and maintained?
达到还能够保持下去呢?
Well, the answer seems to be in our passage here this morning.
那答案呢,
that we achieve and maintain harmony through humility.
我们呢,在用谦卑来达到和维持这个和睦。
And so we have these wonderful memory verses. Do nothing from selfishness or empty conceit, but with humility of mind, regard one another as more important than yourselves. Do not merely look out for your own personal interests, but also for the interests of others.
凡事不可结党，不可贪图虚浮的荣耀，只要存心谦卑，个人看别人比自己强，个人不要单顾自己的事，也要顾别人的事。
Humility is the path to unity.
谦卑是我们达到和睦的必经之路。
And this will be true for all of our relationships.
这对我们每个我们彼此之间的关系也是一个。
It's true for our marriages.
对我们的婚姻。
It's true in our homes as we relate to parents and children.
对我们与父母与子女的关系。
It's true in the church.
那么在教会里也更是。
And it will be true in our schools and in our workplaces.
在学校，在我们的工作中，谦卑都是重要的。
And in our communities.
还有我们的社区里面。
Now this morning we're going to look at the great example that we have of humility in the life of Jesus Christ.
今天呢，我们就要看一下耶稣基督这一个非常美好的这个例子，他是怎样谦卑。
And four characteristics of personal humility.
他有四个谦卑的特点。
And the first one is this, that humility begins by thinking of others.
那么第一点呢，就是说谦卑呢，它是开始于为别人着想。
Notice verse 5, it says, have this attitude in yourselves, which was also in Christ Jesus.
那么在第五节里面，这里说到，你们当以基督耶稣的心为心。
Humility begins in the way that we think because our attitudes affect our actions.
那么谦卑呢，源自于我们的态度，因为我们的态度呢，会影响到我们的行动。
And so Paul is challenging the church and he's saying, think this way, have this attitude in yourselves that Christ had.
那么保罗在这里呢，就在向弟兄姐妹们一个挑战，就是说那么你们要像基督耶稣那样。
Well, what was that attitude that Jesus had?
那么基督耶稣的态度是什么样的呢？
Well, we see this in verse 6, who although he existed in the form of God, did not regard equality with God a thing to be grasped.
那么在第六节里，他本有神的形象，不以自己与神同等为强夺的。
Now here's where we're going to get into a little theology this morning. I hope that's okay.
今天在这里呢，我就要谈到一点神学。
Because we're going to read here that Jesus existed in the form, morphe, in the form of God.
那么这里呢，我们就谈到基督有神的形象。
Now when we say that Jesus existed in the form of God, that doesn't mean that he wasn't really God. He was just sort of in some sort of aspect God.
这里呢，讲到基督有神的形象，不是说基督他不是神，或者他只是有神的一部分的。
Actually, the word morphe in the Greek language means the outward expression of the inward nature.
那么这个形象，这个 form 这个字在这里呢，在希腊文里面，它是指的它外表。
So he existed in the form of God because he was in very nature God. In the Greek it says, we read here that he existed as morphe theou in the form of God.
那么这里呢，这个形象，这个意思呢，就是说他就是神。
I like the translation, the English translation in the NIV that says, being in very nature God.
那么这里面这个 NIV 的英文的翻译非常好，就是说他有神的这种。
Because that's what this word means. It's the outward expression of the inward nature.
那么就是说他外表呢，是显示出来他里面，因为他本身就是神。
But notice that Jesus didn't being God didn't feel that this status was something that he should hold on to selfishly for himself. To advance his own interests in the universe. He didn't keep these privileges for himself. Years ago, I was reading a story in a business article about a headhunter.
那么我 几年以前呢，我在看一个一篇文章呢，是在讲一个商业方面的一个
a headhunter, not the kind in the jungle.
是在招人做事。
Yeah, a career counselor.
是事业方面的一种招人做事的。
And they were asking him, how, you know, as you place CEOs into major corporations, how do you tell a good CEO from a bad CEO?
当你呢把这个CEO 放在每一个公司的时候，那么你怎么能知道哪一个是好的 CEO， 哪一个是不好的 CEO？
It was very interesting the answer that this headhunter gave.
那么这个找为别人找工作的这个人呢，就说了一个非常有兴趣的回答。
He said, "I really don't look at how they handle challenges and problems."
我真的不去看他们怎么样去迎接挑战或者是解决问题。
He said, "Any CEO, if they're you know have the experience and you pay them enough, they can handle challenges and problems."
任何一个 CEO 呢，你只要给他们足够的钱，他们都会能够承担一些风险或者是非常的。
He said, "What I do is I watch to see how they handle privileges."
我呢只想看他们对他们有的特有的权柄，他们是怎么样处理的。
Are they going to take those privileges and just use it to advance themselves?
他们对这些特权是用这些特权来让他们自己更发展呢？
Or will they take those privileges to advance the interests of the company and those that are working for them?
或者呢，还是他们在用这些特权呢，是帮助这个公司的发展和其他人的发展。
In other words, is the CEO there to be served himself?
那么这个CEO 他是来服侍自己呢
？For herself?
或者可能是女的。
Or are they there to serve the company?
或者呢，他们是真正的在为这个公司服务
？You see, Jesus wasn't thinking of himself.
主耶稣在这里，他根本就没有想到他自己。
Dear friends, he was thinking of you and me.
他在想的是你和我。
And when our attitudes are selfish, when we're thinking about our personal interests,
那当我们呢自私的时候，当我们只想到自己的利益的时候，
this is detrimental to unity.
那么这个呢对合一呢是非常伤害的。
But when we cultivate an attitude of humility like Jesus,
但是当我们从里面培养主耶稣那样的谦卑的时候，
An attitude which is considerate of others and their needs.
那么我们有这样的一个态度，就是去思想别人的益处，别人的事情。
The result will be harmony.
那么结果呢，就是合一。
Now the second characteristic we're going to see here is that, yeah, we'll go to the next slide. The second characteristic, the first one is humility begins by thinking of others.
那么第二个呢，就是第一个是为他人着想。
Second, humility moves to serving others.
那么第二点呢，就是开始到去服侍别人。
And this we're going to see in verse 7.
那么在这里我们可以看verse 第七节。
We're still reading about Jesus. We read, "He emptied himself, taking the form of a bondservant and being made in the likeness of men."
He 本有神的形象，不以自己与神同等为强夺的，反倒虚己，取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式。
Now, humility doesn't just consider the needs of others.
谦卑呢，不只是说我们去想别人的需要。
But it does something, it moves to meet those needs.
它其实是真的是行动起来去满足别人的需要。
See, being concerned about the needs of others in some abstract way isn't sufficient.
那么只是单纯的头脑里去想别人，想象别人的这些需要是不够的。
Unless it moves us to actually serving others.
那么真正有效的是我们开始去
This is really where the to use this expression, the rubber meets the road.
那么这个呢，就是我们英文上经常说的，就是说这个橡胶，这个胶皮呢开始摩擦到地上。
Now, what do we learn about Jesus here?
那么我们从这里学到主耶稣的什么？
Well, it says in my English translation that he emptied himself.
那么在英文这里面，他就说他虚了。
This is a Greek verb here that is the verb, I think it's on the next point. Here it is, ekenosin. And it means, really, ekenosin, it means he made himself nothing. By the way, don't worry about the stuff that looks like Norwegian or something. What's happened here is that I've written in a Greek font, and if the Greek font isn't on the computer, it just puts up something else. So don't worry about that, okay? So what we're talking about is something that theologians refer to as the kenosis, that Jesus made himself nothing. Now some translations say he emptied himself. Or he made himself nothing. Or he made himself no reputation. Or he laid aside his majesty, his mighty power and glory. Now what does all this mean for Jesus? Well, some interpreters would say, well, he gave up his divinity. Some say he laid aside his divine attributes.
有的说呢，他把他神性的一部分呢，他给出去了。
Some say he gave up his glory.
那么他呢，放弃了他的荣耀。
And I want to say that I need to disagree with all of those interpretations.
我是不同意刚才那些观点的。
So what then is the meaning?
那么到底是意味着什么呢？
If Jesus didn't give up his divinity or his divine attributes or his glory, what does it mean when it says he made himself nothing? Well, the answer comes in what follows. He made himself nothing by taking on the form of a bondservant, a slave, and being made in the likeness of men. So his condition changed, yes. But not through attrition. Through subtraction. Not by giving up his divinity. His condition changed through addition. By taking on flesh, becoming one of us. And not just that, but by coming as a servant, as a slave. So Jesus, when he comes, doesn't come as this great king and to say, here I am to rule and reign. He comes as this innocent little baby who is put out in the barn in a little feed basket for the animals. And so theologically, what Jesus does to make himself nothing is he takes on the form of a servant and he takes on flesh. In other words, he became what he was not. Without ceasing to be what he was, namely God. But for all this theology, I don't want to miss the point here. You see, Jesus wasn't just thinking of others, but he became a bondservant, a slave.
in order to serve others.
为了呢去服侍别人。
And isn't this what we see, in fact, in the Gospels?
那这是不是我们在福音里面所看到的呢?
In Mark chapter 10, verse 45, we read, For the Son of Man did not come to be served.
那么在马可福音呢,我们看到就是主耶稣说, 那么人子来这里呢,他不是为了被服侍。
But to serve and to give his life a ransom for many. Or think about the story in John chapter 13 at the Passover meal.
那么在, 约翰福音第13章里面就是在,
where Jesus knows that even one of the disciples is about to betray him. And he removes his garments, he girds himself with a towel.
那么他呢,把他自己的, 穿戴的一些东西拿掉, 然后他围上, 毛巾。
That incredible expression of humility and of servanthood.
那么这就展现出来主耶稣那样的谦卑, 那样的去愿意服侍人的样子。
He gets down on his knees in front of his disciples.
那么他呢, 在他, 门徒的面前呢, 他跪下来。
He begins this menial task of washing their feet.
那么他就从这个, 给门徒洗脚这样一个非常的, 这样小的这些事, 非常卑微的这样的事开始。
And then notice when Jesus is finished in John chapter 13, what he says to his disciples.
当耶稣基督在13章里面给门徒洗完脚以后, 他说了些什么呢?
John 13 verses 12 to 17.
从, 约翰福音13章12到17节。
Do you want to read this verse?
耶稣洗完了他们的脚, 就穿上衣服, 又坐下, 对他们说, 我向你们所做的, 你们明白吗? 你们称呼我夫子, 称呼我主, 你们说得不错, 我本来是, 我是你们的主, 你们的夫子, 尚且洗你们的脚, 你们也当彼此洗脚, 我给你们做了榜样, 叫你们照着我向你们所做的去做, 我实实在在地告诉你们, 仆人不能大于主人, 差人也不能大于差他的人, 你们既知道这事, 若是去行, 就有福了。
Did you hear these words in verse 17?
你们看到17节所说的吗?
Jesus says, if you know these things, you're blessed. Right?
主耶稣是说, 你们知道这样的事就有福,
Is that what he says?
他是这样说的吗?
He says, if you know these things, you're blessed if what? If you do them.
他是说你们知道了而且去行,
That's where the blessing comes.
那这就是祝福,
in actually serving one another.
那么就是去,
Some years ago, I was in Africa and I was doing a training conference for a number of African pastors.
那么几年前呢, 我在, 非洲, 我再去, 训练一些牧师。
And we have been talking all week about servant leadership.
我们在那一个星期里面, 我们就在讲到什么样的是,
And God moved my heart, and I thought, you know, we've been talking about this, but I think it would be a good idea to demonstrate for these pastors what we're talking about.
那么神感动我呢, 让我就是说, 我们已经谈了一个星期这个, 我应该怎么样去真的实践一下。
And so at the end of our conference, my colleague and myself, we actually arranged to have some basins with water, and we got down and we washed the feet of these African pastors.
那么我和我的, 同工呢, 我们就, 真的是在, 学习中间的时候, 我们真的就是去找了水, 然后呢, 我们就开始给这些, 非洲的这些牧师们开始洗脚。
And one of the dear brothers came to me afterwards and he says, Now, are we supposed to go back and do the same thing in our churches?
那么他们的牧师呢就问我们是不是我们回去在我们的教会里应该这样做呢?
In other words, he was asking, is this a new kind of ordinance that we need to now start practicing in the church?
那么他们呢其实是在问这是不是一个又是一个圣礼就像其他的圣礼那样我们应该在教会里去实行呢?
And I said, brother, that's really up to you. But I said, let's not miss the significance of this.
那么我就跟他们说，我说弟兄们呐、啊，这个如果你是这样理解的呢，那你愿意做，你可以做。但是呢，其实我这里面有更深的意义。
It's not some new custom.
这不是一个新的礼节。
But to ask ourselves, how can I really serve my brothers and sisters in Christ?
那么我们自己都应该问自己，我怎么样能够服侍我的弟兄姐妹呢？
Well, there's more that could be said, but we need to move on for the sake of time. So what are we seeing? Humility means to think about the needs of others.
那么谦卑呢，就是从开始想别人的需要。
And humility moves to actually serving others.
那么谦卑呢，导致我们呢，就开始去服侍他人。
And third, what we're going to see is that humility involves giving sacrificially.
那么下面呢，就谈到谦卑呢，是要为他人牺牲。
Jesus was not only a servant.
主耶稣呢，他不只是一个仆人。
But a servant who sacrificed for others.
他是一个为别人牺牲的仆人。
Jesus' service was costly. It cost him his life.
那么主耶稣的服侍呢，导致了他最后为他人失去生命。
And that's what we see here next in verse 8.
那么下面我们就看到第八节在讲。
Being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross.
既有人的样子，就自己卑微，存心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。
Now, if we can just finish out, that's great, right there. Let me show you the movement that's taking place here in this verse.
那么我们再看一下这上面。展现的这些词语
The one who existed in heaven in the form of God.
那么在天堂里面是神的，是神自己。
Empties himself.
那么他虚空自己。
By taking on the form of a servant here on earth.
那么他来到世上，成为人的样子，一个仆人的样子。
Now we read that he was obedient and humbled himself and was obedient to the point of death.
那么他顺服谦卑自己，然后呢，以至于谦卑到死的地步。
And so we have this movement in like we see in one of our popular worship songs.
那么在一个我们非常熟悉的一个诗歌里面有讲到。
Came from heaven to earth to show the way.
那么他从天堂到地下来展现一条路。
From the earth to the cross, our debt to pay.
那么从在在地上呢，从到十字架的路，它展现出来。
From the cross to the grave, from the grave to the sky.
从十字架到坟墓，从坟墓到天上。
Where our Lord lives on high, and so you see this movement in the life of Jesus.
到天上以后，他住在上面。
But again, we don't want to miss the practical significance of this passage and of these words.
那么再一次的，我们也并不想忽略掉
Jesus, who existed in the very form of God because he is God,
那么主耶稣呢，他是神的样式，因为他本身就是神。
Makes himself nothing by taking on flesh.
那么他倒空自己，那么他成为人的样子。
And now becomes obedient even to the point of death.
那么他顺服到死，到愿意死。
And it's in sacrificing his life that Jesus gives us great expression of humility.
那么他献上牺牲了他的生命呢，他把这个谦卑呢，就是说达到了一个完美的样子。
Someone once said that service that costs nothing accomplishes nothing.
那么服侍呢，如果是什么都不是，如果就是说。没有完成什么。
So brothers and sisters, what does this mean for us?
那么这些对我们来讲是什么意义呢?
What are you prepared to sacrifice?
那么你愿意牺牲什么呢?
Well, we sacrifice our resources.
我们在牺牲我们所拥有的这些东西吗?
We're prepared at times to sacrifice our time.
我们在牺牲一些我们的时间吗?
But I think what the Lord is really asking us to do is to do what he did.
那么主耶稣在这里要我们的就是像他那样做他所做的事。
To give our lives.
把我们的生命奉献出去。
And like Jesus, to become obedient to the point of death.
那么就像主耶稣那样谦卑顺服以至于死。
Dying to ourselves and our plans and our agendas and our hopes and our dreams.
那么像我们自己的希望，像我们自己的计划，像我们自己的梦想，像我们自己这一切死掉。
To die to all of that.
那么把那些都死掉。
And to say, Lord Jesus, my life belongs to you.
那么告诉主耶稣，我的生命属于你。
Isn't that what Jesus has called us to do as his disciples?
那么这是不是主耶稣确实是呼召我们做门徒，就让我们做的呢？
I think here of the book of Mark, Mark chapter 8, verses 34 and 35.
马克福音第八章第34-35节。
And Jesus summoned the crowd with his disciples, and he said to them, If anyone wishes to come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whoever wishes to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake and the gospel's will save it.
于是叫众人和门徒来对他们说，若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，背起他的十字架来跟从我。因为凡要救自己生命的，必丧掉生命；凡为我和福音丧掉生命的，必救了生命。
There was a missionary who was once at a conference, a Christian conference in Brazil.
那么在巴西的一个传道人的会议大会上。
And he was in a section of the conference where they were selling books and other materials.
那么在他一个角落呢，有在卖一些书。
And there was a table where you could buy a cross, and there was a sign over the table, and it said cheap crosses.
那么在一个桌子上呢，他在卖这个十字架，然后他有一个sign 呢说明就说这是非常便宜的十字架。
And this missionary thought, what a horrible sign.
那么这个传道人看到以后就非常的伤心，就说这真的是太不好的一个说明。
The cross is never cheap.
十字架呢根本不是便宜的。
You see, the cross isn't just some sort of trinket that we wear to adorn ourselves.
那么十字架绝对不是一个小点缀的，我们戴在脖子上。
In Jesus' day, the cross had one meaning.
那么主耶稣在十字架上有一个意义。
And that was death.
那就是死。
So Jesus says, "Sure, you want to be my disciple? Okay."
那么主耶稣说，你想做我的门徒吗？好的。
Well, it means denying yourself. No, it means dying to yourself.
那么你就要舍己，你就要向你的自己死。
Becoming obedient to the point of death.
那么呢，存心顺服以至于死。
Sacrificing on behalf of others.
那么为他人呢牺牲。
So that the kingdom of God and the gospel can be advanced.
那么神的国度还有福音呢就可以被传扬出去。
You know, actually, this sacrifice results in incredible blessing.
那么这个牺牲呢，其实是有很大的祝福的。
And this is one of the inexplicable paradoxes of the Christian life.
那么这个呢是在基督教里面就是说是很难解释的，好像有点像是自相矛盾的一个说法。
That the more we give, the more we receive.
我们给出去的越多呢，我们收回来的就越多。
The more we sacrifice, the more God blesses.
我们牺牲的越多呢，神的祝福就越多。
And this is exactly what we see in the following verses in Philippians chapter 2.
那么在腓立比书第二章的后面呢，我们又看到这些。
Verses 9-11.
从第九节到第十一节。
For this reason also God highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name which is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus every knee will bow of those who are in heaven and on earth and under earth, and that every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord.To the glory of God the Father.
所以神将他升为至高，又赐给他那超乎万名之上的名，叫一切在天上的、地上的和地底下的，因耶稣的名无不屈膝，无不口称耶稣基督为主，使荣耀归于父神。
And this is the fourth characteristic of personal humility.
那么这是主耶稣第四点的谦卑。
Humility results in God's glory.
那么谦卑呢， 就把荣耀带给归给神。
So grateful for our brother's prayer at the beginning of the service this afternoon.
那么今天下午我们弟兄在开始敬拜前的那个祷告。
Because it was filled with words that were all about God's glory.
那里面那个祷告里面充满了就是说是神的荣耀。
And that's the reason we gathered together.
这是为什么我们聚集在这里。
To praise the Lord and to give Him glory.
啊，是赞美神。去感谢神，去把荣耀归给神。
But we see the result of Jesus humbling himself is that he's exalted by God.
那么我们看到主耶稣呢，他谦卑的结果呢，就是神把他荣耀归给他。
And ultimately, of course, this results in God's glory.
那么最终呢，其实荣耀是归给神的。
So this is the whole purpose here.
那么这就是整个谦卑的意义。
And this will be our experience as well as we think of others and serve others and sacrifice for one another.
这对我们来说也是一样的。当我们开始想到别人的需要，我们去服侍别人，我们去为别人牺牲自己。
As we see more harmony in the church,
那么我们就看到教会呢越来越多的和睦。
God will be glorified.
那么神呢就被荣耀。
And here we see something, if we could just go back maybe a couple slides where I had God and I had servant and I had Lord. I don't know which one that is.
可不可以走往前面走上面有写
That's the second one up from the bottom.
倒数第二。
One more up. Let's go back one. No, down. There you are, right there.Yeah, look at what happens here. We have this movement. God, Theo, and he takes on the form of a servant, a bond servant, doulo, and now we read he's exalted as Lord, kurios or kurio. And so we have this movement, Theo, doulo, kurio. Jesus, who existed in the form of God, takes on flesh as a servant and now becomes Lord.
那么从这里我们看到神，他是神，然后呢，他变成奴仆的样子，然后成为人的样子，然后呢，他最后又被称为是主。
And so what we see is first that Jesus is exalted by God.
那么我们看到呢，神把耶稣举高。
And the name is bestowed upon him which is above every name. What is that name?
神给他的名是超乎万名之上的名。
I think we sometimes miss the significance of these verses.
这个名是什么呢?
As a good Jew, Paul did not want to put this name down in writing or speak it out.
那么是作为一个犹太人呢,保罗他都不愿意把这个名写出来。
And so he describes it. He says it's the name that's above every name. Well, what is that for a Jew?
他只是呢描述这个名呢是在万名之上的名。
It's the name Yahweh.
那这个名呢就是耶和华神 Yahweh.
It's the name Lord.
是耶和华神。
And so the name that rightfully belongs to Jesus is now given to him.
那么这个名呢本身就是属于主耶稣的，那么现在又归于他。
He's exalted as Lord.
那么他被称为主。
But he's also exalted by man.
那么他也被人尊崇。
So that every knee will bow.
那么每一个每双腿都会跪下。
And every tongue will confess in heaven and on earth and under the earth.
所有的口都会承认他。
Will confess what?
那么承认他什么呢?
That this one we call Jesus is actually Lord, Yahweh.
那么耶稣呢?他是主,他是耶和华神。
You see, Jesus, as he in humility thinks of others and serves them and sacrifices for them.
那么主耶稣呢,他以他的谦卑,他去思想别人的益处。他去服侍别人，他去为别人牺牲。
Is exalted by God.
那么他被神高举。
So that ultimately, God is glorified.
那么最终呢，神被荣耀。
So I pray, brothers and sisters, that this picture of Jesus.
那么我为大家祷告，那么这神在这里展现的这个图画。
gives us a picture of how we can live amongst each other.
那么给我们也一个, 鲜明的这个例子, 我们应该在我们弟兄姐妹中间怎么样生活?
You know what would bring me joy?
你知道什么使我很喜乐吗?
If husbands leave this morning thinking, okay, what can I do in a very practical way to serve my wife?
那么今天呢? 丈夫出去的时候, 他想, 我今天能为我的妻子做些什么呢?
If wives would leave this afternoon and say, what can I do to really surprise him? How can I serve him?
那么妻子呢, 离开这里的时候, 就在想, 我今天能为丈夫做一些什么, 让他想不到呢?
If children would leave saying, oh, okay, yeah, I'm going to pick up my room. My parents will be shocked, but I'm going to do that. I'm going to serve them.
那么孩子们离开这里呢, 他们会想, 我今天回去要把我的房间清理干净。 我的父母可能会惊奇, 但是我应该做这些。
If parents would say, well, I have every right for my children to respect me and do what I ask.
那么父母呢, 说, 我有呢, 我有神给我的这个权柄呢, 我的孩子应该做, 我愿意让他们做的事。
But I'm going to serve my children.
但是我呢, 愿意去服侍我的孩子。
What would happen if we started thinking about each other here in this fellowship, saying, how can I serve my brother? How can I serve my sister?
那么在我们坐在座的我们每一位，我们今天就在想，我们怎么样去服侍我的弟兄姐妹们。
Imagine what would happen as people begin to see this kind of community.
你们想象一下，如果每一个人都用这样的
I don't know what those people have. I don't know what drugs they've been taking or what they're drinking. But I want it.
但是我呢, 真的不去看别人做什么或者是什么好的不好的事情。
That's sometimes the way the world thinks, right?
那么这个世界呢, 常常就是想一些,
they say, I don't know what's going on there, but whatever it is, I want it.
那么这个世界上的人呢, 看到这些以后, 他们就会很惊奇, 他们就说, 我也想像他们这样。
Let me, as we close this afternoon, let me just read some other verses to you. They come from Isaiah chapter
14.
Isaiah 14, verses 13 to
15.
Verses that are often attributed to that fallen angel that we know as Satan.
那么这几节圣经节呢，也常常被说成是说撒旦的。
But you said in your heart, I will ascend to heaven, and I will raise my throne above the stars of God, and I will sit on the mount of assembly in the recesses of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will make myself like the Most High. Nevertheless, you will be thrust down to Sheol, to the recesses of the pit.
你心里曾说, 我要升到天上, 我要高举我的宝座, 在神众星以上, 我要坐在聚会的山上, 在北方的极处, 我要升到高云之上, 我要与至圣者同等, 然而你必坠落阴间, 到坑中极深之处。
And contrast that with these words we looked at this afternoon.
那么跟我们刚才看的这些, 我们可以做一个比较。
Who, although he existed in the form of God, did not regard equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself, taking the form of a bondservant, and being made in the likeness of man, being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. For this reason also, God highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name which is above every name.
他本有神的形象, 不以自己与神同等为强夺的, 反倒虚己, 取了奴仆的形象, 成为人的样子, 既有人的样子, 就自己卑微, 存心顺服, 以至于死, 且死在十字架上, 所以神将他升为至高, 又赐给他那超乎万名之上的名。
Have this attitude in yourselves, which was also in Christ Jesus.
那么你心里面应该有这样的态度，这也是我们主耶稣基督的心。
Amen. Amen. May God add His blessing to this word this afternoon. Thank you.
那么求神祝福他自己的话语。